This is Doing Things Local Music Spotlight on C89.5.
My name is Lisa Dank. I am a multimedia electronic recording artist currently residing in Seattle, Washington.
So, Lisa Dank, I've seen you live many times, and my broellas are always asking me, where does all that energy come from on stage?
I don't know. It's crazy. I step up on stage, it's like a force from above. I used to joke, I would say I just black out for 30 minutes, but it is almost like a spiritual experience when I'm up there. And all I'm focused on is hitting those notes, but it just happens to be that I just have this explosive burst of energy, and so much of it is derived from the love from the crowd, because it's everything I live for.
So, Lisa, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is bullying. Lots of young people, particularly creative ones, face bullying. As someone that has faced bullying, how do you overcome it?
Well, when you face bullying, especially as a result of your creation, you know, the first advice I say is don't read the comments. Don't read what they have to say. Don't even give them your time, your energy. That's what they want. They want you to...
The negative comments, of course.
They want you to absorb the negativity and be affected by it. Now, you got wind of what they're saying. Maybe it's unavoidable because it's on the front page of Reddit. Okay, what are you going to do? Take that energy and use it as a motivator to just shut them up. They don't like your song? Well, then go ahead and make 3 more songs that are even better. Telling them, shut up. You know, I don't know if anybody's familiar with the history of Lisa Dank, but I wrote a song like that. It was called On the Radio. People were mad that I wrote a song that got on the radio, and like, look what happened to that. It was a huge hit.
All right. Thank you, Lisa Dank, for joining us. One last question. If you're working the door at a party and a goat shows up, what dress code would you require of the said goat?
Oh, man. Well, clearly they got to be wearing tails, right?
Wait, I don't get it.
No. Oh, my joke was lost. I can't say it again.
I think I get it now. Tails.
Well, it's a black tie party, so he's got to wear tops and tails.
Okay, Lisa Dank, we'll work on your goat jokes. In the meantime, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Richard J. Dalton and C89.5 Radio. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. This is Lisa Dank, and you're listening to C89.5.
For more information on bullying, go to C89.5.org/do-one-thing. Or for more about Lisa Dank, go to C89.5.org/local-music.
What's your one thing? Let us know with the hashtag #DoOneThingSeattle. Brought to you by Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, King County Library, Gay City, Be Super Safe Seattle, and Lifelong AIDS Alliance. You can hear Do One Thing throughout the middays, Monday through Friday on C89.5.